Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girlie, Dean Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
had to take it back just a little bit. Classic Lenny Kravitz. Time for me to stand by my woman. Lord have mercy. On a very therapeutic Thursday afternoon here, vibing in the zone. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to my man, Mr. Raheem Devon. Thank you so much for joining us yesterday, my brother. And be sure, family, to be on the lookout for his new album, his sixth, number six studio album, Decade of a Love King. Lord have mercy. Available October the 19th, but you can always pre-order that, of course, via iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of being more adventurous, yeah, former vocalist for the legendary R&B group, Blackstreet, Mr. Lenny Harold is here to join us today as we celebrate his new album, Cosmic. So I want you to sit back, enjoy the ride as we get lost in the zone. So on behalf of the teddy bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Mr. Lenny Harold. My man, how are you doing this afternoon? Guess we have a bad connection, family. We'll get him on. No need to fear, I promise. In the meantime, again, be sure to get ready to purchase. Get ready to purchase. There we go. We're good to go. Be sure to get ready to purchase Raheem Devon's new album, of course. It'll be available on October the 19th, but you can pre-order it. So make sure you do that. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills, get everything correct and focused and straight. Trying to be like GD and bring good things to life. In the meantime, is it okay if I take you back a little bit? Lenny Williams, crooner extraordinaire, featuring Kirk Whalum, won this day here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Today I give my life totally to you. When I say I do, cause today's the day I marry you. My heart I give to you, with all my love that's true, this I promise you. You'll never want for anything. On this day, our lives began, together forever till the end. And nothing can stand in our way. I'll give you flowers
so beautiful
that reminds me of you. Represents
Hello?
Good afternoon. May I speak with Mr. Lenny Hare, please?
Yes, this is he.
How you doing, brother? This is Teddy Bear from the Zone. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Your voice is incredible. I love it. That's amazing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. First and foremost, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this afternoon. And also, congratulations on a wonderful new project, man. Cosmic on each single on this product is incredible. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means everything.
Now, I got to ask, most people on outside looking in really don't understand the dynamics on what it means to be an artist, to be a part of a group dynamic. And then all of a sudden, being a solo artist where you have complete creative control, I like to call of your baby, of your music, on what you truly want to put out that reflects you as an artist. What does that mean to you as far as self-expression and giving the listeners, I don't like to use the term fans because it sounds too generic, but what does it mean to you to have so many listeners and supporters who love your music and respect your music to share that part of you with them?
Oh, wow. First, let me just say that is an incredible question. Being part of the group was absolutely amazing. But venturing out, I always say, you know, I wanted people to experience the song in my heart, hear what I'm passionate about, hear my message of love, hear what I want to share. So for people to connect to this particular project, and you're absolutely right, this is definitely my baby. 2 years in the making for the most part, you know what I mean, putting this music together and working very diligently and very hard on a sound. And so to finally release this and have people connect to it, and the messages that I've received of people just like saying, thank you for releasing this type of R&B again. This is refreshing to hear, to the people that are saying, finally, there's music about love. I can't even explain how that feels to me. And I'm excited to help launch or be a part of the resurrection of R&B again, because I feel like it's easing its way back into the mainstream type of situation at the moment.
Resurrection. I find that very interesting. That's a very interesting word, because that's a strong word. It has a lot of meaning behind it. When you mention resurrection or when you say resurrection, the vibe that I get listening to the entire album, it seems to me that everything was very organic to you in the creative process. Also have a sense through your journey and experience through music that you were able to implement all of your emotions, the good and not so good, putting your life experiences into this music. And it's very rare for an artist to show that kind of transparency and share a part of who they are. How long did it take for you to become comfortable to show that kind of transparency to the listeners?
It sincerely, sincerely warms my heart. Like, I'm almost speechless at just how you worded that. wow. Wow, because you never know when you release music how it's going to translate to someone. And the fact that you were able to pull that from this material, it's amazing. To be transparent, it's a difficult thing as an artist, because as an artist we bear our emotions, we bear our feelings, we bear our insecurities, we bear our joys, we bear our celebrations, we bear there's so much to a person. And one thing that a friend of mine told me was, once a song becomes somewhat, when you're writing the process, when it becomes uncomfortable to you, know that you've now tapped into what you need to tap into to share. And so on this project, there's certain things that were somewhat uncomfortable, that I was like, there's some songs that did not actually make the project that's even more uncomfortable. but those songs will definitely be heard at some point very, very soon. But to unleash that and to bear that is, and to have people connect to it is something that's amazing. And to know that people can also be inspired by it, people can be uplifted by it, people can have something to soundtrack their lives to. As an artist, I feel like that's the responsibility, is to soundtrack people's lives, maybe help someone find the words that they couldn't find to either explain their own situation or to express their love for someone else or their hurt to someone else, and now all of a sudden they listen to this song and now they're inspired to be like, okay, now I have the strength to say this, or I have the courage to do this, or, all of those inspirational, motivational type of, I just lost the word that was coming to my head, but all of those, you ignited me. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that's a beautiful,
but all of those feelings when you're able to just share those things is just, it's incredible. It's incredible. I'm really taken at the fact that you were able to pull all of that, because I spent a lot of time with this project, especially making sure that not only that the words evoked emotion, but also the way I was singing the song evoked emotion, or the backgrounds laid in a particular way, or the music changed in a particular way, or this drop happened at this particular point, because I knew that this was going to evoke a little bit that was going to give I wanted this moment to be the chill moment or the climax moment or different things like that. So just to know that you got all of that, that's amazing to me. And that the listeners are getting all of that is amazing to me too. Because it's, like I said, it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah, without question. One of the songs that I really found very intriguing was Carefree. And I really, all the listeners that are tuning in, please, if you do not have this album, make sure that you get it ASAP. Listen to the entire album. Listen to the lyrics. But Carefree comes across as someone that's doing, as far as reflecting on now, just being free, things that were on your shoulders that were kind of weighing you down has been elevated and lifted. It's amazing when you know that you have the responsibility of just redefining who you are as an individual. Because when you're part of a group dynamic, you're kind of pigeon-toed on what you can do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because everyone has their own thought process on what should be done and how it should be done. But when you're a solo artist,
yeah,
the creative juices, I mean, it's like you came across like a modern day Salvador Dali, man, on this. I mean,
wow.
you really did it, because
wow.
Cosmic, when you name an album Cosmic, you speak things into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You speak it.
Yes, you do.
Yes, it comes into fruition, and that's the vibe that I get.
Teddy Bear, you better do it. Oh, man, yes.
You speak it within the universe. What has it meant for you to have so much love, so much feedback because one of the singles from the album, Heat, has been ripping it apart in the UK. I mean, really ripping it apart. What has it meant to you as an artist to say, you know what, this validates me doing what I'm decided to do, becoming a solo artist?
You know what, Teddy Bear, this was a venture. This project was definitely a venture. I'm going to start here just to answer that question. This was a venture because usually I have one of my brothers with me. He's an artist too as well, singer, songwriter, producer. I usually have him on the side of me, and when we work together to create a project, my boy A Natural. And this time around, I didn't have him because he really wanted to focus on himself being an artist. And so as being a support system and being his best friend and his brother, I'm going to be like, okay, look, I give you 100% support. So now, because of that, I was like, whoa, okay, this is me now. I have to lean on me now. And at first it was a little difficult because, you know, as you go through the music industry, you do begin to, you start to grow insecurities about your own self-worth and about your own talent, especially when you start to get a couple of doors and certain things that don't work out and don't manifest. You wonder if it is good enough. And so for this project, for me to be able to go through that whole period of myself and elevate myself to a cosmic level, and vibrate in the vibration of love and stay there and go, okay, yes, I am talented enough. I am strong enough. I am this guy, this gift that God gave me is something that needs to be shared as well. It's an amazing process. So this project was a process. And like I said before, for people to connect to that and that validates what God has already instilled in me. And it takes those insecurities or those doubts away in myself to say, I can do this. There is a point. There is a purpose. There is a message. It is. People do want to hear this. People will be moved by this. And it's almost the project in itself has been a testimony in a sense because of the way it's been so well received. And I call my fans wonders. I can't thank the wonders enough. I can't thank people enough like you. Like, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible and super inspiring for me to just keep going on even harder than what I did yesterday.
Well, like I've always said, you know, as long as you bring the sushi, the teddy bear will definitely bring the wasabi. So we got you.
I love it. I love it.
Friends, countrymen, lend me your ears as we're being joined and blessed by the very talented Mr. Lenny Harold. Yes, Lord. New album, Cosmic. We have some chocolate listeners on the line bringing positive and love. So let's go to it. We're going to area code 909. If I'm not mistaken, that's in Riverside County, my old stomping grounds. We're going to area code 909. Yes, Lord. You're on the line with the teddy bear and, of course, the incredibly talented Lenny Harold. Caller, go right ahead.
Hello, Lenny. You know, I'm super proud of you. You know who this is.
What's going on? How are you? Is this Melinda?
Next month.
What's up, Melinda? How are you?
Hello, Teddy Bear. How are you?
Hello, my queen. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm so super proud of him. I've been following him with Blackstreet from day one. He is phenomenal. He knows. I tell him this all the time. His voice is so on a whole nother level, And I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy
Thank
for
him. Thank you so much, Melinda. I love you. Thank you so much.
I'm so super proud, and I'm always like, oh, this is my favorite song. This is my favorite song. Like, every other this is my favorite song. I have to agree with you. Carefree is very deep, but my favorite one so far is Like This.
All right.
I love hearing that. I hear the sincerity in your voice,
yes,
my queen.
Yes, I'm so super proud of him. Like,
yes, Lord.
As if he was my child.
Oh, my goodness.
He knows how proud I am.
Thank you.
This for nothing. He said he's going live. I'm right there with him as many times as I can. Call in. I'm calling in, whatever. I will support him 220%.
Lord,
absolute best. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you, my queen. I appreciate you calling in and supporting him, okay?
Oh, thank you. No problem. Lenny, I'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you, Melinda. Love you.
All right. I love you too. Talk to you soon.
All right. We got some more love children on the line. We're going to area code at 770. You're on the line with the teddy bear and, of course, the incredibly talented Mr. Lenny Harrell. Caller, what's your question?
Hey, Lenny. Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm so proud of you. I just wanted to call in and give my support. And my question would be, what was the hardest song for you to record on the album?
Wow, that's a good question. Let me just shout out Dawn. Dawn is my second mom. Like, she's this is family right here. I would have to say the hardest song to record was Carefree for this particular project. Just because that song is primarily about my father who passed, and it was, you know, me just sitting down reflecting about where I was and what he meant to me, and all of a sudden this one phrase came up into my head, something that he would always tell me, and he would always be like, F 'em. If they don't understand, F 'em. You just keep doing you. F 'em. So that whole song was the root of that whole song, and it through that process was it at the end of it, it really made me smile because he is definitely in that song. He lives in that song. So it was a hard moment, but yet a beautiful moment too at the same time.
Absolutely. Mm. The whole album is so vocally awesome. There's no lazy singing on this album. I'm very
Look, excited. Listen. Can't do that.
No, that would be quite impossible for you.
Love it.
Thank you, my love, for calling in and supporting me.
Thank
All
you
right?
again.
Oh, mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Don. Love you.
Love you.
Well, since I got everybody here like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy, safe and sound, is it okay if Lenny and myself kind of blow your mind? One of the many hit singles from his new album, of course, Cosmic, Mr. Lenny Harrell with Blow Your Mind, here in the zone of LOTR Radio.
My dream. everybody's screaming, 'cause you ain't ever had it so good. Body locked in love and intertwined with your thighs, and staring deep in them eyes, and each time
trying to do something different, hang out, whatever. It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? Why ain't no parking?
Exactly.
It's been like 10 minutes.
It's a sign. I'm only out here for you.
Here you go with your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes. Thank you for coming out for me.
Mm.
Relax.
Uh-huh. Already exhausted.
You'll be fine.
Be fine for what? Ain't nobody out here. Nothing.
What you trying
ain't
to look for?
Ain't nothing out here.
What type of dude are you trying to look for?
Mm. Something different. Like something cosmic.
Well, listen, hit up Google. Google Alien Clubs on Saturday.
Yo, where they at though?
I can't. Of course you would want to go.
With a spaceship. Just come get me now. Cause we
well,
can't
maybe
find
we should have had a spaceship because we can't find parking in this regular shit. So.
Lord have mercy. Definitely a cosmic experience with the incredible Lenny Harold. New album, of course, Cosmic, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play. And if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous like the teddy bear, head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by Lenny's official website. That's at www.lennyharold.com. You can also catch up with him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all under the headline of one and only Mr. Lenny Harold. Man, I got to ask you, Jesus Christ, you know, I, for me, a lot of times it becomes overwhelming when you get so much love and so much admiration. Yours has been, it's well-deserved. At any time, does it get a little bit too overwhelming knowing that you have that much love thrust upon you? Because, you know, once you put something out there, the expectations rise exponentially. They want more. So does it ever get a little bit too much overwhelming for you sometime?
It does a little bit, but I take that love and I know that this is what this particular audience, my audience, wants to hear. So I take that same energy and take all of that love, and it's almost like I throw that into a pot to make a new dish. You know what I mean? It's like all your guests come over to your house after you've cooked an amazing meal, and they're like, okay, I'm coming over next weekend because I know you got more, and there's always more. So, you know what I mean? So I love it. I love it. I think it's a good place to be. Like I said, especially right now, I take it as a blessing. It's just a major blessing that it's been so well received. I couldn't ask for anything greater than this. Like, the more ears that it keeps coming across, the more I get DMs in my Instagram or on Facebook about people just saying how much they just really, really love the album and how they've been thanking me for the album. That's been the main thing. The common denominator throughout everything is just always thanking me for the album, and you know, that gets overwhelming. That part gets overwhelming because I'm like, wow, like, was it that much of a thirst for this R&B, you know, to where you have to tell somebody thank you? So, you know, I'm just happy that I was able to just put a little splash in somebody's glass. You know what I mean?
Well, you know something, I'm going to take it a step further. Love has always had the power and ability to overcome anything. And right now we're in such a divisive state of consequences in this country.
Amen.
Anything that's put out in the air that's positive and it's invoked by love, good people, naturally great-hearted people, are going to flock to it because they want to hear something. Right now, it's such an imbalance in the universe. Right now, we're yearning. We desire something that's positive. And I'm very proud of what you've been able to accomplish as an artist, to dig within yourself, be unafraid, or as your dad would say, be unapologetic and do you. Because a lot of times the hardest thing to do is to be true to who you are as an artist and as a person. If you could get in a time machine and go back, let's say 10 years, and you had an opportunity to sit down and talk with the Lenny Harrell 10 years ago, what would you say? What would that conversation be about? What would you tell him?
Be patient. Be patient and know that you're going to go through things that are going to teach you and help develop you to where God ultimately wants you to go. And don't worry about if people don't understand, just keep moving forward.
That's all you can do.
Definitely what I would tell him. Yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do, because regardless of what you accomplish in this life, you're going to always have the naysayers. And I've always said the naysayers, what they do, they're going to make you stronger. They're going to make you stronger.
Yeah.
They're going to make you stronger because they say, wait a minute, you're in that comfort zone. You know, you're part of a group. Why leave the group? Why not leave?
Right.
I have some things that I want to challenge myself to do.
Right.
As an artist. I want to challenge myself as an artist because I'm limited on what I can do. And it's like, I have to be like a dove. I got to be able to lift and spread my wings and fly. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, yes it is. Yes, it is. You better preach on this good Thursday afternoon.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. You know, when you have an artist like yourself, it's one thing to create something that's magical and transparent in a studio. It's another to elevate it in a live performance. What does it mean to you to take that, as I said, your babies, take them out on stage and take it to a completely different level? I mean, just really connect with the listeners and just completely take them on a cosmic trip. What does it mean to you? What is that feeling like?
Oh, gosh, there is such anxiousness to put on a first show with this project. I've been actually sitting down and concepting. We've been putting some really, really incredible ideas for the stage show because the stage is where I love. Like, studio, I love it. Studio is great and all, but the stage, oh, my God, the stage is where it's at, because then you're able to really connect to people. You're really able to take them on a trip. You can really bring all of this music to what is just that can just be sonically heard in someone's ears. Now you can take it and create a whole other type of visual. Now they can actually live in the actual moment of what you went through while writing that song or singing that song. So I'm so looking forward to it, and we're taking this cosmic show in a very classic direction, which is so awesome, and I'm so excited. And I'll be announcing that first show very, 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 very soon. Taking elements from like Sam Cooke, taking elements from Prince, taking elements from Parliament, taking elements from it's going to be an incredible, incredible show. So I'm excited about that. I love the stage. Absolutely love it.
It sounds like it's going to be one big pot of jambalaya. My goodness, just a lot of mixture.
Oh
yeah.
Yes. Oh yes. It's going to be incredible.
I can't wait. Well, hopefully soon, when everything is put together, you decide to make your way down here to Houston. We would love for you to come here in the studio converse with me, man. The rest of my team here in the studio are having a fit. They're loving the album, and that's very rare, because I'm a stickler for music, and the people that I have with me are very, very opinionated when it comes to music. And to listen to this entire album, it gives me hope. That's a strong word.
Wow.
It gives me hope that that other artists realize that you can go into the studio, be true to who you are, create something that has meaning, and shall I say, this is a very taboo word, substance. You can create something with substance, where people can feel and they can relate to what you're doing. And that's the most important thing. Another thing that I would like to say to you is this, is that we go through our trials and tribulations. We go through our fears. Just like you have your fears, we all have fears. And what I'm so deeply impressed with you is that you have overcome those fears. You have overcome being told not to do this, not to do that. You're going to fail. You won't succeed. You have taken that with a grain of salt, and here you are. You're standing tall, my man. What a fantastic album. A hit single from the album is doing wonderful. You have all your cosmic sisters and brothers standing by your side. It's like one big Parliament Funkadelic Starship, man. It just takes me back to that simpler time. Yes, it does.
Listen, you got to cut it out right now, because you're about to make me emotional. I'm sitting here going, yes, God, come on with it. Lord.
So
I'm just, like I said, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And the main thing that just stuck out to that is that you have very, very hard people around you that are sticklers on music, and the fact that this body of work was able to impress them, that's also amazing too. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Without question. Well, far be it for me to stop the grind and stop the flow, since we're here vibing here in the zone with Lenny Harold. The hit that's been buzzing and getting all the love, Heat. Yes, Lord. Tell the listeners out there about that particular song, Heat.
Oh, man. Okay, shout out to Armando Cologne, who is my brother from another. we've known each other for years, and finally we're putting out this body of work that has just been incredible. He has been technically the main producer on this whole entire project, and we have such a chemistry and such a way that we work with each other, and try to tell this story as quick as possible. I was recording some things and sending it back to him because he's in Atlanta, I was in Jersey, so we were going back and forth through just the internet and vibing through this and vibing through phone calls and chopping it up that way. And so eventually he was like, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna send you this track, let me know what you think. Heard Heat and absolutely loved it. And I called him back, told him I loved it, and he was like, all right, I want you to attack this record in a different way. I want you to be just a little bit more simplistic, but yet take it back to like an Alexander O'Neill type of approach. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right. And he gave me a couple of songs to listen to, actually one particular Alexander O'Neill album to listen to. And so I was vibing to that whole entire album that day, which then led to me to vibe out to Sheila E., which then led to SOS Band, which then led to some Prince records, and then led to some other stuff. And before I knew it, I was like, okay, I know how I want to write this record. I know how I want to flow with this record. Wrote the record in about, maybe it had to have been like about 20 minutes to a half hour. Laid it out, and I was like, okay, I can't wait to send this to you. When I finally sent it to him, he was like, this is it. This this is dope. And then later on, I was like, we got to get guitars on this. This got to feel like something extra. We got guitars on it, and it just took it to a whole nother level. And I'm excited that I call it the cookout anthem, because it's just every time I hear the song, you can always see somebody's uncle with a bottle in his hand, chicken wing in the other one, and he's like, yeah, baby, this is it. Like, you know, so I love this song. It's just one of those songs that's just meant to make you smile. And this is Heat.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Heat from the incredible Lenny Harold, of course, from the new album, Cosmic, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I'm going with this right now.
incredible. Lord have mercy. Lenny Harold, Heat, and it is killing the charts, especially in the UK, from the new album, Cosmic, available as we speak. So make sure you copy that and pick it up. Yes, you do. And to get all the latest updates, stop by his official website at www.lennyharold.com. You can also catch up with him and support him on Facebook, Twitter, also on Instagram under the score of Lenny Harold. Yes, Lord, it's definitely a beautiful thing. Brother, I want to thank you for blessing us today with your organic vibe, your love and passion for music. I truly appreciate your artistry and respecting the art form. This is definitely your home. Whatever you need, please don't hesitate to let us know. We got your back. We support whatever you do, and just keep on trucking, my love. That's what you got to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This has been great, brother. So appreciate you.
It's all good in the Teddy Bears neighborhood, and all the family members out there that's tuned in and tuned out all the negativity that are supporting this very talented man. If you don't have the album, shame on you. You better go out and get your copy.
Right.
There you go. Get that copy ASAP. Now, if you can afford to go out and buy some wigs and spend some money on some Jordans, spend $200 and $300,
you can afford
to go out there to get some quality music. Like Yul Brynner said, so it is written, so it shall be done. Continued success, my man. We look forward to you coming down to Houston very soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. God bless the very talented Mr. Lenny Harold here in the zone of LOTO Radio. For those who tuned in late and missed the interview, shame on you. But the Teddy Bear has so much love for you. You can listen to the interview. Yeah. In its entirety. We're on iHeart Radio. So what you do, you pull that little app up on your phone, iHeart Radio, type in LOTL, the zone. We got you. We're on iTunes. We're on the Google, in the Google Play Music Store, same thing, LOTL, The Zone. Well, you know, the Teddy Bear has to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills. Like my man James Brown said, it pay the cost to be the boss, especially when you're vibing in the zone with Lila James featuring Anthony Hamilton. Say that. It's a beautiful thing. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say, dedicate, you are appreciated.
I appreciate you, thank you. And how much it takes to carry and burn a child. Thank you. And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real fast. And even as a single parent mama, you still hold it down somehow. Thank you, mama. Make them ends meet so high. Thank you, mama. I appreciate your strength. Thank you. Never bite your lip.
Big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman.